The Steve Cochran Show.
I have to ask about this. Since you started the whole wrestling video thing, what are your thoughts about what has happened since then? I mean, CNN went after you and has threatened to expose the identity of a person they said was responsible for it. I'd like your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think what CNN did was unfortunate for them. As you know now, they have some pretty serious problems. They have been fake news for a long time. They've been covering me in a very, very dishonest way.
Do you have that also, by the way, Mr. President?
What CNN and others, I mean, not others, NBC is equally as bad, despite the fact that I made them a fortune with The Apprentice, but they forgot that.
I'm going to go way out on a limb here and say that's not exactly using your presidential time to the best of your ability on this trip. Good God. Chuck Todd joins us now. I'm Tippy Daly, and of course, the host of Beat the Press, the longest-running television show in history. And that Fancy Pants podcast of yours is doing well, too. What's that called?
It's called 1947, the year we were born. So, you know, retro, we started as a radio show. So, you know, we're at home in podcast land.
Yeah, so give it a listen because there's some good longer-form stuff there.
Thank you.
All right, so Chuck, here's the thing that concerns me at times, and it's journalistic fatigue with continuing to fight the fight. And I know it's not going to end, but because you swim in this pool every day, and we do, and people who are closely associated with this do, the rest of the public, rightfully, because they're living their lives, catches up a little slower. So how do you keep it fresh when all you want to do is scream at this continuing just outrage of this fake news BS and the damage that it's causing?
No, I think this is the great challenge for us as a society. Forget us in the press. This is for us as a society. I mean, this is a blatant disregard for freedom of the press. I don't know what else to call it. It's in doing what he did today on an international stage. Oh, by the way, the Polish government has been trying to crack down on how the press covers parliament. To sit there, sit next to another world leader, the president of the United States, the representing a country that is the beacon of freedom around the world, to then denounce the most basic freedom in our Constitution, the First Amendment, standing there doing what he did today. You're right. And I'm sorry that the rest of the public isn't as outraged about this. Because this is not about liberal or conservative. This is about shuttering free speech. And you're right. I'm worried about us getting numb to it. I'm worried about the public getting numb to it because they just think, oh, geez, you know, another journalist says the sky is falling. Trump's sort of, you know, don't you know, he's just being a fool. He's just he doesn't mean half of what he says. That's all true. But the problem is there's people that do listen to him and think what he's saying is 100% accurate.
I played golf with somebody last weekend and then bumped into some other friends afterwards. These are people I know, people who I respect. They're successful in their lives. They've got good families. And one of them said to me, he goes, hey, no offense, but I don't know how any of us are supposed to believe anything in the media anymore. It's just direct.
Right. No, this is the success of what Trump has done. We haven't changed anything. But there's this perception, oh, you know, he says, you don't know what to believe and all this stuff. Look what he did on Russia today. This is today. Today he's asked about Russia's culpability in the 2016 election. That could be Russia, could have been somebody else, he said. You know, and he equated it to weapons of mass destruction with Iraq and the intel on that. And, you know, this is the president of the United States that is sowing these seeds. I don't blame that your friend says,
yeah, I don't either.
To believe.
No,
the problem is when you have the president of the United States saying it, this isn't on us. This is on him.
Yeah, exactly right. And then you have to stop. You have to stop and you have to say what we all know to be true. You wouldn't know about the Hillary Clinton email server problem if it wasn't for the media in this country. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the New York Times, the Washington Post, NBC, the Chicago Tribune. You know, this show, others. You wouldn't know about anything on the other side of what you believe if not for the work that the media does every day. So take a moment to take that extra step and understand that.
And I think when people do, they get it. But I think you're right. I think there is just fatigue about this. Look, I do think that there are too many of my colleagues get caught up in their own personal brand when they have these disputes with the president, whether it's CNN or others. I do think that they make it too much about themselves. And the more you make it about yourself and not about the president, about what's going on, I think the better. You know, you can't make this about yourself. I think it does turn people off, and it makes it sort of, when you do this, there's an old saying, you get into a wrestling match with a pig, you're going to get dirty. And you're never going to be able to. I mean, Trump's the king of this stuff, man. Trump is so good at this stuff when it comes to sort of the WWE style of dealing with the press. And those that try to do it with him only demean our entire industry when they do it.
Completely agree. I think the misperception is maddening, that people actually think, we are fed what to say or what to cover.
Or we make it up.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Chuck, I just was listening to...
No, and you want to scream. You're right. You want to scream at the top of your lungs.
Right.
But again, I go back to, you cannot let this be about, yourself personally. And again, I don't envy what's my friends at CNN, and I've dealt with him taking shots. You cannot make this about yourself. When you do, you hurt us all.
Completely. And then I was watching. Now here's the flip side of all of this. I was just watching the speech, most of it, President Trump speaking in Warsaw, talking again and again how we're a community of nations, how we have to join together to fight hostile regime. We have common enemies. I don't know whoever wrote that speech. It's a fantastic speech. So you hear something like this, and then on the flip side, then tomorrow there'll be something about fake news or taking a pot shot at a commentator or a reporter.
Well, I think you make a good point. I think it goes to the prepared statements that he reads and the stuff that he does, and does he absorb and understand any of it, or is he just reading a prompter, the thing he mostly accused Obama of?
Oh, well, on this, it's pretty obvious this is a written speech for him. And again, the words, he undermined the words themselves by saying what he said about the press and about the Russia allegations before he gave the speech. So it didn't, to me, it sort of, look, the speech will, maybe it'll play well with the Polish press, which in that sense is kind of necessary. But other than that, this is not a...
It's a rough start.
I don't think it helps because he just undermined it. Yeah, he undermined it.
Rough start.
We haven't even had the Putin meeting yet.
Speaking of which, Putin is a tough guy. Maybe not as tough as he thinks he is, but he certainly wants to put that image out there. I would think the last thing he would respect would be somebody that comes in. Putin knows what he did. Putin knows what his government did. He should expect to be challenged. And if he's not challenged, doesn't the United States in general and Trump specifically take another notch down in Putin's eyes?
I think so. I think he knows he's got – this doesn't help at all. And supposedly they're going to try to limit the amount of time the two of them are together. And I guess they think that's going to limit the damage that could be done in what intelligence gets leaked or things like that. But I tell you, because here's what Putin knows. President Trump won't bring it up at all, apparently. He isn't going to bring it up, or maybe he does bring it up, but on the side. And all the coverage will be about how he didn't, he wasn't forceful with him. Putin's going to love it. Putin's going to love it because it's doing what he wanted to do, which is so disorder.
Isn't that a sad statement, though? They're going to limit the time they have together, yeah. Not because of working together to stop a common enemy.
Well,
but you're right, though, Chuck. So intelligence doesn't get leaked.
Or any other potential damage that could be out there.
It's
yeah.
less about intelligence. They're more worried about, they don't know what he's going to say to him. They don't know what he's going to promise. And they want to just limit the amount of interaction. Yes, that does say a lot. But look, they already have an example when he met with the Russian ambassador in the Oval Office. That's when he popped off about Comey and called this whole thing, said he was obsessed with Russia. It's just a bizarre thing to say for the president of the United States to say to one of our chief adversaries.
I'll let you go on this. Is there any update on the Mueller investigation that's public at this point?
Other than what we know is the type of lawyers he's hiring, which does give a hint at what he's up to. He's hiring a lot of people, a lot of lawyers with experience dealing with money laundering. hiding money, moving money around in the shadows, which is what a lot of these Russian oligarchs dine out on. So it is, they are, put it this way, you don't hire these lawyers because you think this is an investigation that's going to go quickly either.
Yeah, that makes sense. But again, I keep coming back to the same conclusion that I think most of us have felt forever, and that is he was broke in the 90s, he, Trump, and he got money from Russia. So whenever he comes out and says, I don't do any business with Russia, I don't get any money from Russia, he never addresses the fact that he owes Russia money, and that would be a problem if you owed Russia money.
Well, you don't have to have investments in Russia to have Russia have investments in you.
Right. Right, right. I look forward to meet the press.
Never answered.
Look forward to meet the press on Sunday. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Bye.